promise the other one. Thank you.
Here, I'm all set. We're ready to go. The last thing we said on Friday, trying again to defend the proposition against overwhelming odds that someone who never loses a parent and the youngster knocks off the shloshim, that they're allowed to shave on Erev Yontem. And there were constant people who were trying to say it's also based on various sources. And just to summarize briefly, we thought that in Rishonim with Master Faker, no one asked it in Rishonim, but I thought we had a Meiri who was master it, and the Meiri shot a good shot, not only in himself, the same point, the Rav Haigon, the Rabbeinu Hanano, the Ritzgeis, superstars. And although the Revolve and the Ritzva didn't quite seem to chop it that way, they seem to have taken these three going to the Olam to so far an extent to be master it even without Gara. That's called as overkill. We can't possibly pass in that way. But the passion we think of, they mean like the Meiri said, and if we have going to the Olam saying it's Mutter, no one saying it's Usher until more recent times. Again, they had a diak from a Ramban, which the Mechava calls the Nichol Giyot, that we tried to knock off for a few weeks ago. So we go back with Dina, that's what we said at the beginning, it's Shri Mutta. And again, those want to be Machber, I'm not going to stop them, but this is the ground to say that we can be mixed. Now we're going to the sugya back of Gara. Asha Yigeru Bo Chaveros. So the Beis Yosef has a lot to say over here, and it filters its way down from the Beis Yosef to the Shulchan Aruch, and from the Darkei Moshe to the Ramah on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, as follows. There's quite a dispute as to what exactly does it mean, Achiyigru Bo Chaveru. So at first glance, it's impossible to quantify. It's whatever it is, and the people scold them and say, you know, you don't look so great, that's what it is. Or when, as a post can say, don't have to actually say, you know, I'm hereby scolding you, as long as it's royal, as long as it's somehow objectively, the hair is so long that a person who wouldn't be inhibited would scold him, that's good enough. Almost all the posts can agree to that concept. Okay? Now, the Beis Yosef quotes an interesting chiddush here from the Smach, which he spoke about last week on Friday. The Smach seems to say that Yigiro Bo Chaverov works in some kind of a second 30-day period, the Shloshim Vishloshim. The original 30 days, which every Ovel has to observe, even for loss of a brother or something of that nature, and there's an additional 30 days. Now, according to all other Rishonim, there is no time period. It's 30 days for all relatives, and then it just depends on the reality. When Yigiro Bo Chaverov, if it's that day, if it's 6 months, there's no time. Whenever it is, it is. That's a role that Paul can hold. The Smacker put some kind of a time cap on it. He said, look, 30 days, yes. Then if the 30 more days pass, we can assume by that time it's some kind of an objective standard of Yigiro Bo Chaverov has been reached, you can shave right away. There's no one around. However, if someone is Gorbo within the second 30-day range, he may shave immediately. And here's the kicker, that Yontif would knock it off at that point. We know Yontif does not knock off any factual status. Yontif only knocks off calendar requirements. So the chiddush of the smack is, although the second 30 days is originates in a factual perspective of Yigiro Bo Chaverov, once it was formally quantified as a 30-day period, so then it can be knocked off by Yontif. We already saw a cash on Friday. That was one of the things we said at the end of this year. Somebody asked, let Yontif knock it off on the 20th day, knock off the whole 60. Now the territory we gave, it's not just 60, it's 30 and 30. You can't knock off the second 30 until the count begins. We saw the Chiddush and the Chinami. Yontif will come 10 days after the Avelis began. That will, in fact, knock off the first 30. And just for the second 30, we'll start right away. That's what we emerge in our discussions. This came out, again, it was relevant to our pet project of being Matir, the person who never loses the parents, the Shem and Erev Yontif, because the very Sofron was quoting this, the Shira Knesset Gadol, and other posts have different outlooks on this Nakuda, and they reach different results. So now you have something which is interesting. The Sefer Aguda is not a political statement, Rabban Sai. The Aguda was one of the Rishonim who wrote a parish on many things, including the Mesechus, including Mark Cotton. He said like this, he quotes the Yerushalmi, and he's 30 after 30. That's like the Smack so far. But then he says, the minig is that you wait 3 months for Yigru Bo Chaveiro, 3 months. But if someone is Goer Bo, or if the Regel intervenes during the third 30-day period, catch this now, in day 70, then it knocks it off. But the Smak said the Regel knocks it off on day 40, according to the Agud, everything's moved over, another 30 days. Where did this come from? We don't. The Smak, we have shot. Because then we had this the Lushan, we saw the Lushan of the Yerushalmi, which tells us, quote, what does it say? Yishalach pera, or Yigadol pera, v'yigiru bo chaveiro, v'zeach ha'zeh. So we understood the quantum shot of the smack. However, what do you do with this? This is quite extreme. Quite extreme. So, the Sefer Divrei Sofrim, his Bir Halacha, has an interesting theory, which I think is correct, but just one slight inaccuracy. The Hagudah understood, Yigadol pera means 60 days, and then v'yigiru bo chaveiro afterwards. That's an impossibility. Why is it impossible to say the expression Gadol Terah means 60 days? It's against the Pesuk in Chumash. Gadol Terah Sarosho means only 30 days. But what did Yerushalmi say? We made a hour about this last week. It didn't say Gizul Terah. What was the expression Yerushalmi? Shiluach Terah. That's a different phrase. Yishalach Terah means, you know, like he's sending his hair. Wow, wild. So perhaps that's exactly the point. Since the Lashon Yishalmi was not Gizul Terah, which is what we find in the Pesuk when it comes to Nazar, which indicates 30 days. The rather uses the expression Shiluach Terah, so therefore the Agud reached in a conclusion, which is, I think, unique to him, that the Shiluach Terah is 60 days, and then on top of that, he comes to the additional 30 days, which the Yishalmi perhaps means, and during that last 30-day period, either a Gara or a Regel will cancel before the 90 days is actually reached. Okay, comes the Ramah with an amazing minig, which I think is based upon this Aguda. And that is that someone who is in Avelus for a parent, they don't cut their hair until three months after the loss. They wait 3 months. Now, what 3 months? So in the Darkei Moshe, Sifkot and Gimel, he said, the Sefer Aguda, Nimtz Shir Gara Nogu, Shlosha Chadoshim. Shlosha Chadoshim. Okay? 3 months. So, again, what's the pshat in this 3 month period? I think this is the pshat which we said before. That's how the Divrei Sofrim explains. If you open up the Ramah, Rabbah Sait the Simon Shin Sa'adi, everyone has a Shulchan Aruch. Please open up. Ramah, right? Ain a regular mahani and poga kono shigur b'chaveh. This we know from Tosfos in the Ramban. The shir gara yesh bo plukta v'noagim b'gimel chadoshim. It's aguda. Now, where did this come from? The Arzurua says there's no time after even 1 month. It's that same day. Right? It's over. This is gara. But some say 2 months. Some say 3 months. All right? And the Rei Sof makes an important point. It's only true if there was no factual gara. No one says, ugh, go get a haircut. You look ugly. If someone says that, then it seems to come out, call up, post, and agree. Once 30 days pass, and someone says, go get a haircut, then it's mutter. But if it wasn't stated explicitly, that's when a dispute occurs. What is it? Is it a day or two later? Is it a month later, 60 days? Or is it 2 months later, 90 days? Okay, so this idea that if someone says to you explicitly, yes, yeah, sorry. Well, the word we mentioned before, the word used based on is not found to Farish with respect to the Gemara. With respect to historic. Not found. Well, no. Let's say there's a case where there, in fact, there's no gara. I mean, but there could be a case where a person feels there's no gara. I'll give an example. You know, people have who have a beard. Or they have a beard, or not the, a day's beard. They have, before they're in Avelis, they already have growing a beard. And their beard is a sort of, on the trimmed side. But there are many other people who are close friends of theirs who have full beards. Lubavitch, Chassidim, all that. Most Chassidim have full beards. They don't touch. And as a matter of fact, people think it's very becoming. So the person, although normally he trims his beard, but that year he says, look, no one's going to be goer beard, because I was thinking either if I became a Hasidic Shiit, or I'm just trying it out to see how long it's going to go, or whatever. And then maybe that they'll feel that they don't have a hetagara with respect to how long the beard grows. Right? So it could go for them. Once the year is up, that's it. It'll go forever. Right? That's what the Yud Beis Kodesh can come in. Okay. So the Pisgei Tshuva, if you all have a regular Shulchan Aruch, please open up if you don't mind the Pisgei Tshuva. End of Sitkotten Dalit, quote the Adnei Paz. When the Ramot says 3 months, that means L'sapel L'atmo calls man she'ir to l'fim min hago harisha, which means if no one scolded you. That's what those words mean. So someone said, go get a haircut, and even within 3 months, the Ramot would agree that it is mutter. Now, this principle of 3 months, right? 3 months. And the earlier trigger, if someone actually scolds you, there's two halachas, so we had a source in the Rambam, with the Giras which calls it to reject, the Giras in Yishalmi. What did you say? Yishalap para, Shiyigru bochaveir. So the Kesef Mishnah there's some shat, and he says to Beit Yosef, same author, that it's a stage of Yishalap which goes beyond 30 days, it's not that the Gizel is 30, and Yishalap is, let's say, 60, or some other figure. Oh! So if someone is the goer of the club of Feirish, within that 60-day or 90-day period, it works. That's shot in the Rambam. Yishalach Tera, Shigur Bochaveir. So it's not only a divrei sefer with an adnei puz, but the Mokar Adar is in the Rambam, with that Girsa. There is a certain time after which you don't have to wait for someone to scold you, and then there's an earlier, but even as long as a month passed, someone actually did scold you, then you can take a shave or a haircut immediately. Okay. Fine. Now, what if someone, so this idea of the Arzurua, which we mentioned, that after 30 days is already Gara, is already found, or at least that Gara Mufreshet works. That Gara Mufreshet worked before 90 days, even called the Minigar Ramah, that's the Mishnah Berurah we had. The famous Mishnah Berurah with the two gear toes. And of course, in Tosfos Memches, whether you're allowed to shave Biyom Shloshim or Tov Shloshim. They even changed it in the new gear, so without even telling you there's a change. That's unconscionable, if you ask me. It's unbelievable. To be honest, it sounds incredible. How do you do such a thing? Make a hagah with magnitude, that thing on the side. The first text said the token is a mistake. Say something. Just change the text. Anyway, we won't go into that. But I'll call upon him, no matter which gear you have, on day 30, there's a heter gara. There are most of the parents who shouldn't say you need 3 months. That's the answer. You need 3 months stop. If he says to you, go get a haircut, then he'll even miss them, we'll leave it on day 30, within 30. And the Pisgei Tshuva talks about it. What about someone who does not have a full beard? Doesn't have a full beard. So what's in that kind of a case? He talks about it over here. Although the 3 month period is in general terms, but the Noda Yehuda says that's someone who only shaves his head, but he has a full beard for the sheer 3 months. But those who trim their beard, how do you do it? Before Mr. Schick came on the scene. All right. So how do you do it? Ayadei mitzvarayim of a mashicha. It was some kind of a scissors, or they have this cream. Whoa. Right? So then, shir gara zman kotor yoser. He's close to clean shaving. I wouldn't call it clean, but he's somewhat shaving, so it's a much shorter time. He used to have a very trimmed beard. And the Chasam Sofer says, the Bnei Ashkenaz regilim legalech tekanam, but with these kinds of implements, shir gara shloshim yo. That's it. So the beard goes for a month. It's an automatic. And that's true when they only were able to trim it with scissors and with the cream. But what about today? When everyone shaves with an electric shaver, which goes with mamas, it's so close that some will claim it's almost as close as a razor. We don't believe it for a moment. But it's so close. So then it seems to me shir gara is 1 day. 2 days, depends what kind of color beard you have. If it's black, it's probably 1 day. 5 o'clock shadow, of course. Nixon lost the presidency because of 5 o'clock shadow. You guys are not talking about The right guy. Okay. So, but yes, it could be within that same day, 30 or 40 gigabrok haveru. But certainly after a month, for sure, it will be someone who's clean shaven. Even if it's a blonde beard, so it takes a little longer, but it's just a matter of days. Okay? So that's the din. Okay. Now comes the Rambam with a real whopper. Look at this now. Woo! Hippies! I think Woodstock was this week, right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure, right? It's a big reunion, 30th anniversary, Rabbi Yisrael. Here it is, before Shiramo. A whole year, not to shave your hair. The talk of Woodstock was a big avelis about Woodstock. A lot of Yiddish and the Shamas were lost in Woodstock. So here's an avelis, a whole year. What does it mean, a whole year? Come on. It just can't be. So Rabbi Kiveg says, nah, it doesn't really mean a whole year. That's too much to expect. So let's see Rabbi Kiveg. What does Rabbi Kiveg say? Let me use base kodesh. No, in the modiaka, shalahuska you base kodesh in the gidul fair straight. No, it's yigru v'chaveru. It's a chumra for other v'imo, and you don't have to keep it. What does that mean? What does it mean? Mashma is a quotation of the Ozeruah. Shemidina achashimtin shiragara muta legalecha hakach b'chol pam kedako v'en stork lamtin b'chol pam shiragara. In that fashion, that's what it means. Doesn't mean you can't touch your hair for a year. That's hippie. What it means is, you say after 3 months, we gave a shiur 3 months of the Ram earlier. So someone that'll pass away in Nissan. So take a stroll, so you'll have to wait till Nissan and the year and Sivan pass. Then in Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, the seer was in Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, 3 months later, then he'll shave, he'll take a haircut. And then he's not going to wait a month as he usually does. Wait 3 more months. Erev Rosh Hashanah. Take another haircut. And then, what else? Tishrei. All right? And then Hanukkah. So take another haircut. And that's it. So it only take 3 haircuts until the year is up. So each one after 3 months. That's what the Rambam meant, is they had a chumrah which they had. Now, because they were making the Torah. And Darkei Moshe, he says, the Yesh Mekilim even Shalol the Torah. That is the Minig B'zman Hazeh. We don't wait each time for another gyro, we make like the Darkei Moshe's minute, and even the whole 3 months business, again, as far as the beard is concerned, it's probably closer to 3 days, the shiur gyro. But even if as far as the hair is concerned, the minute of most people is not to wait 3 months, as there are more mentioned. It's a different makoma. As I said before, the best way to avoid having nichshul in Ramos minute, have someone scold you. You say after a month, how do I look? And everyone knows a little bit of halacha knows, you look terrible. Go get a haircut. Yeah, you look great. Ask the rabbi how you look. He'll know what to answer you. Yes, sir.
You look terrible and get a haircut. Maybe just say you look...
Yeah, you look bad. That's enough. Don't say get a haircut. You understand what I mean. Yeah. Maybe you're right, but it could be that you're right. You have to show me later inside all the text. So the mice is what we said just now. Okay, I both say one last Nakuda on this sugar. Before that, a very critical new sugar called Simcha. This is something which fits under the category of this forest, which is the nail, cutting a nail. Now this business, believe it or not, sounds like nothing. There are people who went through Avelis told me the worst, the hardest part of the whole Avelis was the fingernail. That's it, that killed it, the fingernail. That's amazing. But it is found here in the Gemara, and that's Yud Zayin and Yud Ches, Rabotai. He's dying on the base towards the bottom of the Gemara, says, Kishem, Shemu Otsu V'Galeach V'Moed, Otsu V'Sus Tiponayim V'Moed. He's talking about Chal HaMoed. All right? And therefore, the same thing applies to Bimei Evlo, to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi Matir. Rabbi Yossi says it's mutter to trim your nails during the time of Avelis, and Halachti V'Mekel B'Avel V'Mekel, but it's not for that one but we need home free. Two words. Those two words ruin everything. What are the two words? Uvignustira asur. You can't use a nail clipper or a nail file. Vignustira asur. Rashi is a tzoraim, it's a kind of a scissors. So So what do you have to do? What is Rabbi Sai? An unbelievable possible kula. People have been taught since their earliest youth, you're not allowed to bite your nails. True. Can't bite your nails. Fire is terrible. If my children said that, you can't bite your nails. But Rachmana l'Tzlan, someone is in this situation after passing through the Shiva period, and the nails are getting so long he can't handle anymore, he's permitted to bite his nails.
Yeah.
But that's it. Never again. Don't misquote me. Don't tell me out of context. Only in this particular case would it be permissible. The Tosafot says you can use any kind of a shinui. There are both. Here's another one. If you always bite your nails, you have no kula. Not a shinui for you. No, I think that's true. I don't know. Maybe. It's another reason not to bite your nails. Just don't bite your nails. Now it's true. The Bahag Paskin, it's right over with a small little base in the Tosafot, that if the shiva. Again, bays. What's the bays? Bahag pasak tok shiva osur b'gnustri b'shinov mutter. So you can bite anything within shiva. The yachad shiva mutter b'gnustri. For the adonim in ole. With the bahag get it, but it's against the pasuk shot in the Gemara. Against the pasuk shot in the Gemara. The Rosh Simon Yates says within shiva, everything is up. You can't find anything else in shiva. You can buy your nails within Shlosh. According to most Poskim, however, there's no distinction between within Shiva and what's the difference before Shiva and after Shiva? It's an Issa Shlosh. An Issa Shlosh was no more common the first week and the next 3 weeks. I thought it was in Shulchan Aruch that with a nail file, a clipper, it's also straight through the whole month, and with just biting it or some other shinoin, it's most of the whole month. That's how it says in Shulchan Aruch on both sides. That's how the Rove Poskim hold against the Bahag again, who was matir after Shiva, even with the Gnostri with the nail clipper, and against the Rosh, who asks within Shiva, even biting a nail. So we reject both extremes. We follow the centrist view that says what? No difference between the first week and the remaining weeks. Again, with your nails as mutter, with your biting as mutter, and with the scissors or a nail clip or file would be prohibited. Fine. Let's turn for a moment to the Hagos Ashri. I'm going to get that. Open up, please. Interesting thing. Take a look at the Rosh before we get to the Agor, the bottom of the first column, end of your test. He says, as I said before, lo shnati pranayam diyad, lo shnati pranayam diregel. That doesn't mean that on your hands or on your toes. Kulu sharalu, mishina, v'napik nusra, quotes the Gemara. The last line, v'chazir, in the ribs. Chazir, v'chazir, v'chazir, v'vasa, diyar mi dafkem tol shloshim yom, ava v'tok shiva osur, means even mishina, v'analo tzvir alachim. Top line, and I feel it's talk shiva shari, which means as far as Bashinov is concerned. No difference. And there really shouldn't be a difference, Lachara. Now, good. And then he quotes the Bahag, which is on Tosis. Now we see. Isha she'ira tfilasa b'cholamoyiz. A woman has got to the mikvah. The minig that women have to cut their nails very short before they go to the mikvah. Lo titol tzifaneh b'gnustri. He asked him. I shouldn't use a nail clip to clip your nails short. Right? Elo meris lenachri. Litol Sipra Nail. Tell the non-Jewish woman to cut her nail. Afa gavda amir lenachri shvus, b'moka mitzvah lo gazru. Avo hi atzmeni yichol litol yofa b'shin nail v'yodeh. It's not going to work. V'chein yesh lazos, yisrami tzvila, acha shivis me'av evla, v'tok shloshah. What do you do? You get a non-Jewish person. It's a quote in the Ramah. Now question. When it comes to avelus, does it make a difference if the person who's clipping the nails is Jewish or not Jewish? What would you say? Yes or no? No. The Ramah says no. Either Hagos says, nah, that Hagos Ashri is just, he's talking about Chalamayit, so he throws in the word Chayn Taseh, but when it comes to Chalamayit, every Jewish person is committed to Chalamayit. When it comes to Avelus, you can get anybody to do it, not only a non-Jewish person. That's what the Ramah writes in Simon Shin Tzadik Tzad Zayin. Lav Dafko Vedes Kachavim. Otherwise in Israel, the Sircha, the Lishna, the Cholamoy is not that He took it, he just didn't bother changing the text of Chol HaMoed. That's what the Rambam writes. Fine. Fine. Good. Fine. Now the Taz explains what's the heter of the Rambam. So what is in fact the heter? What is the heter? Ayadei Shinui. Most people, I'm looking around the room, I show up, so, are capable, and in fact do it, they cut their nails themselves. You know, little children, and the mother cuts the nails for the children. But once you get to a certain age, I assume everyone has passed that age, I show up, so, you have to wait for a visiting day if your mother comes to cut your nails. Okay? So, you cut it by yourself. So therefore, if somebody cuts them for you, that itself is considered to be in the category of a shinui, and that's why it's mut. That's what it has. That doesn't make a difference if a non-Jewish person, Jewish told the same. The Shach says, no, believe it or not. The Shach says, take the lesson of the Mechab and not go to Ashri. Literally. That's the Mechab of the Shach Dalit. You lo te ma'achi, I feel the ish, lishtri le galeach, lito si porno le yitrol ache. Hey, let me take someone else shave me? There's no answer. A levare came in the shluchu osa. Can I my shari be yishat fevi shluchu, mi ba'hi asma? Right? And don't have to say it's Tzirchah of the Chol HaMoed Nokat. That's not Tzirchah Terech. He wants some Pshah. Pshah like this. To a Goy, it's Shvus, the Mokam et Tzolah Gozri. It's also by Ovel. The Shvus and Kol HaTara Kula. Fine. That's not Goy. And what's wrong with a Jewish person? A Jewish person, you're considered your Shliach. And if it's no good, it's only a Goy, ain't Shlichah Seakum, that's why it's good to a Goy. That's the Psaq of the Shach. A Goy is the Daska. Wow. A Chiddush. Fine. But here comes the Taz with another kasha. This is a very big kasha. He doesn't understand. He doesn't understand at all. We have a rule for an Eishes Ish, a married woman, that we have certain kulas. Okay? Certain kulas. Certain kulas. Where these coolers found, we saw it earlier. Now, what sin was that in? Kichul, the Pirkot, what sin was that? Shin Sari what? Shin Pei what, I'm sorry. Thank you very much. Shin Pei Alevav, there it says, there are certain restrictions, right? And when we learned that sugi, remember what emerged from the sugi was, that an Ashish is permitted to, in certain very private parts to do certain kinds of trimming of the hair, which is considered shlotis gan al baila. So if they're matter that, and they'll matter kichul and pirkos, other such things, how can they weren't matter for an ancient fish? Doesn't do it mixer. Every ancient fish, once shiva passes, should be permitted to cut her nails. Same kind of issue there is here. It's included in the general category of yiluach and tisparit. So that's the Taz's kasha. It's a very good kasha. So the Shach answers, well, in principle, the Taz is correct. It's correct. Here, take a look. I have to go back. I made a mistake. Why go back to Shintel? It's right here in Sif Hei. Isha muteret v'netila seir ha'cha shiva. Right? So the Mechaber, before we get to the Ramah. So the Mechaber. So what's he tupling so much with? Tvila. Just say straight. If she can cut off her hair after 7 days, according to the Mechaber, the Ramah is machmer, but even the Ramah of Pashas is only machmer and fair. Harosh shadaka legadol kililis. Know that lesson? Lilith magazine. Where's it found in the? In the my favorite magazine. Baruch Hashem. But that's where it's at. The same. I won't go into that now. But whatever Lilith was, she had long hair. Okay. So what anyone to give a hefty for a woman who's married to cut her in half for 7 days? They grow for much more than 70 days. So they say whatever the different answers. I won't go into it now. So that's the case. So that's the reason for the Ramon to pay. But fingernails, which they don't go that long, it comes up in next week's parsha. Next. Parsha's Kisese. Right? The Osasos Tiporneo. So there, if I'm not mistaken, most poskim say, Rashi is a Rashi, that growing the nails long is considered not so nice. Right? That's how most learn. And therefore, she should be allowed to cut her nails. She's an ancient fish. Today, people have sort of a different fakir shop in the pasuk. They like to grow their nails long with manicures and nicers and geschäfts. And there's all kinds of visa issues, which we won't go into right now. But in the good old days, when everyone was they kept their nails short, so there should be a hetter for an extra tissue after 7 days. Nothing to do with mikvah, stamazah. That's a tazit kash. That's a tazit kash. So the shock is the answer, but 1999 answer. That, you know, you're not worried about tisgana or bilis. Why? Not so much because they can grow long. But rather because no problem. Just take them off a day. Shinui. They have an option to take it off a day. Shinui. That's a shock there. Nope. I don't know if that really is a great option. I saw in the Sefer A. McDonald, the different stuff about the Ritva. The Ritva says the foolish. I think I put on the Mamakamas. I see Pranayim is more strict than Seir. No, I don't see a fan in the Mamakamas. But it exists. On this figure, the Ritva says so. The Ritva says so. But the problem, of course, becomes, you know, say it. How can you say that? That Tzipronayim is more chomer. Tzipronayim, according to Tosis, is included in the category of what we call Tachshitim. You remember we talk about that. Tachshitim is not as if Sicily hasn't made a mistake and said it means necklaces and bracelets. No. Tachshitim is, as we had earlier in the Sechta Moed Cotton, Tachshitim is, you know, personal, taking care of the personal hair of the body, etc. So how can the Ritva says such a thing. The Tosfos are not Yudchesam and Aleph, and that's the one I asked you to see. Tosfos says, one minute, where is Tosfos? For the line. They can't, where's that? Where? It was going to miss you, right? Where is it? Oh, thank you very much. Thank you so much for finding it. I couldn't find it. So over here, Mutal Ito Tzifonayim L'Noshim, under which is Tzadi Dalad, the Katani Virushalmi, Gabe, also so whatever you want to call it, the machlekes, what that takshita really means is tiponel shomala shomata. That's a dispute. The Ramban, all right. But whatever it means, tiponel is included in the mafurshi Yerushalmi. So how does the Ritva and then later on the mechaber Amor the Sif, why are they oblivious to Yerushalmi? I don't know. Does the Babi disagree with this? Don't know. Another issue. You need gaira when it comes to nails. So in my opinion, you wait shloshim yom, there's going to be gaira. I mean, from where I come from, there's always going to be gaira. Ooh. But in the world of manicurists, I don't know. More than that. It could be nafkamina for toenails. It may not be gaira after a month. Another nafkamina. Where yontif canceled the shloshim after 8 days. So there are shilas where gaira would be relevant. So there's the makhlokas of poskim. Whether, in fact, gaira is required, and most folks apparently hold it to different sources, folks, you don't need gaira. Okay, well, this will conclude the sugya, Rabbi Osei. Now we start a new sugya, brand new sugya. Everyone pay careful attention. Chav Beis on the Beis. One of the most important sugyas, and misunderstood sugyas, and complex sugyas, and emotional sugyas, and Ilchos Aveilus. On Chav Beis on the Beis, the Gemara is as follows. Al kol ha-meisim kulam nichlas beis ha-simcha, Liyaka Shloshim Yom. Al Ovi V'Al Imo, Liyaka Yud Beis Kodesh. This is a prohibition against going into a Beis HaSimcha. Omer Abba Rechana, L'Simchas Mereus. L'Simchas Mereus. Rashi, Suda She'osim Reyin V'Ahuvim Zem Zeh, Lohavi Simcha Kokach. Abba Suda the Simcha Kogon to Yisuin, Low. What do you mean low? Low what? What do you mean low? How do you write what's on row? Low what? It's not mutter even what? Even shlosa for shakrov. Wild idea. The Pashan Rashi. A veil should go beyond shlosim v'shach krovim? Unheard of. That seems to be the topic, you know, the shnekama, according to Shitas Rashi. I guess simcha is a powerful manifestation. They even ask to be on the shlosim. That's the pashtus. That's the pashtus. The Ritva learns the opposite. The opposite. That nisuin is mutar l'yalta mishum mitzvah. Again, lo shanu, the simchas mereis. Simchas mereis is the shlosim yom. But for a nisuin, which is a mitzvah, according to the first lashon, it's mutar even within 30 days. That's the ritva, the exact opposite of Shitas Rashi. Okay? And how does Tosis learn? Let's take Tosis. The simchas mereis. Okay? The simchas mereis. Alright, so close to first shot, again, 1 second. It's like Rashi. The Yesh Mepharshim. Well, the Simchas Bereus Mutal Likonis Lialter. Vanan Pesudas Kostan Irina. So the decision. So for a Chasna, also for a month or a year, but for Pesudas Bereus, you can go in immediately. The third shot in the Lishma Kama of the Gemara. Okay, Rabbi, say with me. Three pshatim. Rashi, Tosis, Yesh Mepharshim, and the Ritva. Fine. Frank the Gemara, Kasha, can't be. It can't, it's an impossibility. Mesve, Ula Simcha, Ula Mereus, Lamed Yom. Kasha. All your distinctions, any which level, between Simcha and Mereus, Simcha being a Chasna, Mereus means Tam, friends get together, are rejected, because here you say that the Shir Shloshim is for both. Okay, no matter which way you slice the first Lishna Kama, it's going to be shloved up, but it's very brief writer. So Amemah has a different Lashon. Ule Simchas Mereis Mutal Likones Lialter. Now we're saying what? The Simchas Mereis, it's Mutal to go. This was, Rabotai, welcome, this was the Yesh Mepharshim. According to the Yesh Mepharshim, Rechor is just restating what came before, and the same kasha is going to be a kasha. But what is the kasha? This kasha has a teret. What is the teret? Meisvei. Here's the answer. Hava arisusa, hava paranusa. What's this difference? Arisusa is Rashi. We start the ball rolling. Friends get together. They invite each other. I invite you for 1 week. The next week, you know this exists in real life. It exists in real life. People have these. I don't know, Moti Shabbos groups. I don't know, there'll be a bunch of couples, and they'll go around, you know. One will be led the first week by the Cohens, and the second week by the Levies, and the third by the Israels, and the fourth week by the Klein. And then go back again, all start all over again. And they just go around, you know. So this is amazing Chiddush in the Gemara, that if you're not allowed to start a series of this nature in Avelis, but if it's payback time, you're allowed to pay back. It's not right. I mean, if they invited you, it's understood they're going to invite them back, you're allowed to do it. It's amazing. That's what it says in the Gemara. Okay. Everybody with me so far? Fine. Zog Tosis is the name of the Yerushalmi. Look inside, please. It says, Yerushalmi in the Nilsa Mesechus Smochus Perektes Im Hoya Suda Shal Mitzvah Mutter. It says, Lo Yadana Mal Kori Suda Mitzvah Lahatir B'Yovel Im Daka Suda Kiddush Rosh Chodesh. Kiddush Rosh Chodesh. Interesting. Then he calls them the Ra. I don't know if that's who the Ra is. Sudas Bris Milas Mutal Likonis. B'loch Hashiva Simcha. Why? Because it also says Simcha B'mono. Mishim the Tridi V'leka Simcha. I assume it means what the Gemara calls it Tzara the Yanuka. 1 second. This is what some suggest. Some suggest. And yet, there are those who say, no, that can't be. That can't be. That some say it's no worse than Stamas Sudas Mereis. In other words, if you can't go Stam to your friends on a Motzei Shabbos, so certainly on Bris Mila may not be the ultimate Simcha, Shesilcha Mor V'Chasana, but it's more than Stam hanging out on the Motzei Shabbos. I would hope so. The Gampirish, the Osir Lechel Asilam HaMishamshin. What's Mishamshin? Upstairs, downstairs. The Mishamshin had their own dining room. and that's not in the main ballroom where everything's going on. So, you know, the Mishamshim eat separately. I mean, just to give an example from camp, in the main dining room, and even here a little bit, the kitchen staff eats in the kitchen, right? Because they're the Mishamshim. They don't have the leisure to sit down with everybody else and to enjoy a meal. In the back, it's not so freilich. Well, here on our side, it's maybe even more freilich. But generally speaking, the Mishamshim are busy with some kind of head waiter coming down. Come on. So there's less of a spirit of simcha. So therefore, it comes something. He says, no. Even since the Mishamshim is awesome. What about going without eating? Well, part of the knisa below achilah shari. The Simcha below achilah shtiya. Shari. This is our touch. This is our thought. Frech the Ramban, wait a second. If Knisa without Achila Shtiya is Mutter, so what's the hazard to eat by Paranusa? Invite back the guests, the three couples that are going to be going to always come to you, and just don't eat. The whole hazard to be polite, but if the issue is to be in the room, nope, you're in the room, so they had to have a special cooler. If the issue is to eat, they should say, okay, invite them and don't eat. You know what the Ramban answers? Not polite. He says, it's not polite. Lo na'im. I invite you to eat, and I say, why? You're not eating? Well, I'm an avail, so I can't eat it. How does he feel? He doesn't feel socially proper. I'm going to eat the guys that can't, the bottle of can't eat because he's an avail. That's why it's not a real possibility. Let's turn to the rush now in Simon Membe. It's a very important rush. This is really critical. The rush in Simon Membe. Okay, everyone has it? Page Lamed Vov. The Hiksha Raivita. The Hacham Mashmah, the Sudas Mitzvah, Ika Isura Tfei, Mibu Sudas Hereshus. Where does it say that? Where's Hacham? Where's Hacham? Where is Hacham? Who? You read the Raivit. Where's Hacham? And now it's Sugi. Where now it's Sugi to say it? So the Chor in the Havamid says it, right? The Havamid, the first Lashon. The first Lashon said, what did the Rove be shown him? That an Isu and his Asur, but Sam Simchas Mareyas is Mutter. So in the Havamina, it says it according to Rove Poskim, right? Rashi and Tosfos, right? Or, no, even in Lishna Bastra, we find a Hetta Paranusa by Simchas Mareyas. We don't see a Hetta Paranusa by Achasana. You came to my wedding, I come to your wedding, we don't find such a thing. Anyway, whatever the Raya is, so now it's Sugis Mashra, that the Sudas Mitzvah is more common. Yet in Eva Rabbasi, which is also quoted, I call a Mason, also claims that the Mishnah, Lamed, Lamed, Levi, Yigur Mochavera, and here, an interesting expression, Yigur Mochavera, for what? For Simcha. We don't find that in Shas. We find Yud Beis Chodesh. What do you mean, Yigur Mochavera? They scold him, say, you better come. You better come. The concept, which is remarkable. It's not found in Shulchan Aruch, but the Chorus, it's a very important sniff. That if the social obligations demand that you be there, it could be to the cool of Yigur Mochaverov. Interesting. Okay? Elam came, I saw the Shem Shemayim. So the Shem Shemayim were Matir. Alma the Sudas Mitzvah, Yeshba Hezi Yosim Yisudas Mitzvah. An absolute sphere. Is Sudas Mitzvah better or worse? Vitirit. Hal Hashem Shemayim, Shishori. In other words, it's only a special case where if you don't come, you're taking care of a Nebuchadnezzar person or an orphan. If you don't come, Yizbatal HaMaisa. We'll come to that expression a little later. A special unique case. But normally, going to a chasna is more chomer. We all know the happiest thing we have in the world is a chasna. Everyone knows that. I'm happier than any other suda. That's much more chomer. The only time to make it to go to a suda mitzvah, even a chasna, that you don't go in, is quote, Yizbatel HaMaisa, because you took on a mitzvah case. Someone who is has no money, has no parents, and you have to go in. This is the terrace, which is the rush call to the name of the Raivis. Of the Raivis. This is his terrace. Now, is this in fact true? Is it really true? Let's turn to the Shulta Giborim, about in the back of by near the rift. Okay, please turn to the Shilta Gibor. Yud Gimel Amid Bey, Sitkot and Gimel. Dapa Yerit. Kosov Arayvid, the Chaymasi Yosem Yisoma, Ono Vyani, Hashem Shemaim, Shem Lo Yochos, Shem Yivyasu, Yizbat Al Amaitu Mutter. V'kol Zelo, Yitiru Elam Yilamed Ve'elech Bava Ve'imo. Aval Tov Laman Hu Asa V'chol Sudas Mitzvah Sheba'olam. That's number one, the first qualifier according to the Raya, he says according to the Raya, it's only about after Shlosha. Now within Shlosha, even for a parent. Now normally it's a Chiddush. Normally we say, all the parents are different than others is that they take the same Shloshim as extended for a year. So there should be a distinction within Shloshim and within Yudhavet Shloshim for a parent. We don't find it in Parish. But here's one place where it's found, in the Shulta Gibor. V'Ramban Kosa V'Eina Mechuvar Lahatir Suda Shomasi Yosem V'Yosom. The Ramban said the Ravid is wrong. The Ramban said the Ravid is wrong. Now, of course, the Ravid is wrong. What does the Ravid want? This poor Yosema shouldn't get married. He's Batal HaMaisa. So the Onani shouldn't get married. It's hard to believe the Ramban was so heartless. As we saw in the rush, the Yitoma, the Hocho Mashma, the Sudas Tarashus, Yesh Behet the Yosim Mitzudas Nisuin, Uva Oval Tanya the other way around. The more Behet the Mitzudas Mitzvah, the Yesh Loma, the Lashem Shemayim Mayi Mitzudas Mitzvah, the Lekha Simcha, to go in Brismila, the Sasar the Anuka, all the Tarah Second Tarah of Yosim Vyasoma. He gives a much more fundamental and wide-ranging and common example of a terrace. The most serious is a wedding, the most common. In between is Sudas Mereyas. Some friends get together. More kal is any other Sudas Mitzvah besides wedding and Sheva Brothers, such as Mila, I guess you can put into that category, Pidyon HaBen, Shalom Zocher, Siyum Masechta, you know, but it was every other Sudas Mitzvah, which is not a wedding and Sheva Brothers. Gevaldige Teres in Mugayot. These matter all is very important. If we pass like this, we'll solve a lot of problems. All Sudas Mitzvah, except for wedding and Sheva Brothers, is mutter in quantity, the Mugiyot, it's more kal than is Sudas Mered. How we pass them, the mice will come to later. Okay. Now, the, back to the rush for a moment. Okay, back to the rush to Min-Mem Beis. Please, back to the rush, you don't mind? They have to give him the Ravid Teretz that he's Batal HaMais, he quotes a Yerushalmi. Mersa Chaburas Mitzvah Kiddush HaKodesh Mutter. What's Chaburas Mitzvah? Look at it. Chaburas Pesach or Achilas Kotshim HaMais HaSheni. V'chein Kol Dovash Etzorach Ba'atmo. Af Apis Shokha B'Chabur B'Yashemesh V'Simcha is Mutter B'Shloshim V'Elech. We saw already in the Shulta Gibor. This is the Ravid. What's he saying over here? This Chaburas Mitzvah is if the food itself must be eaten. Korban Pesach, Maaser Sheni, it's intrinsic. As opposed to go to a bris. They serve you food from, Superstar, with the balloons, So that, so they have to eat that food. Could have eaten food from a different caterer, a different kind of a bagel. So you can't say that there's an intrinsic chiyuv of this food. It's concoction. So that's why there would be no, that leniency would not apply. It's only with a heft of this Yerushalmi of the food itself, a carbon paste of Maaser Sheni, that's a different category completely. That's the Ravid's shot. So what about Kiddush HaChodesh? What do you do with that? Kiddush HaChodesh, nothing special about the food. Let's say one of two things. There's no simcha at Kiddush HaChodesh. Just zero simcha. It's not a personal, usually the simcha, a bris, Pidyon HaBen, Shalom Zocher, Here, it has a mitzvah concept, but there's no simcha, there's no personal joy, just a formality. So when they were Mekadosh HaKodesh, they made a suda. I think it's somewhere it says they had couldn't find it now. It was a very teeny-weeny suda, past the kitness, that sticks in my head, that expression. They didn't serve much. And therefore, that's why it's called a simcha. Go to a bris, they serve donuts, and they serve lox, and they serve, tuna fish at least. So I mean, it's something special. But this Kiddush HaChodesh did it because it's the lack of any personal joy or the lack of a menu. I'm not sure. I forgot. I saw somewhere. I don't know where I saw either of these explanations. That's why it's even though it's not mandated food, the menu is, you have like carbon paste from Michael Shaney, it would still be mutter. The Ramban Rabotai argues on this distinction of even on the chumrah of the Ravid. When the Ravid says whatever cooler exists is only after a month, the Ramban says no. If it's im kvar as kvar, it is a cooler for whatever reason suit its mitzvah, it applies even within a month. As we said before, didn't we learn that the all available to the parent of a year is an extension of the first month? So whatever the mutter in the eighth month for a parent, you mutter in the first month also. What's the difference? What's the difference? That's the conscience Ramban asked from page Kuf Tzadi Zayin against the rival. Here I think it made a possible answer I want to suggest. That the Yud-based Chodesh, the heter of these things is, like I said before, Yigiru Bo Chaveru. What's the pshat? Yigiru Bo Chaveru is this kind of certain social obligation. People say, come on, go do it. Let's say, for example, a couple took care of a Yosem or a Yosoma, and they took care of all their needs. And they now it's time to get married. I can't come. You can't come. Available. You can't come. What do you mean? You took this Yosem or Yosoma from their earliest childhood and you brought them up. What do you mean you're not going to come? You have to come. It's a moral, social obligation. You must show up. So if that's the nature of the heter, we understand very well why it's limited to Lach HaShloshim. Because Tov Shloshim Gara doesn't help, and Lach HaShloshim Gara helps. So Yosem V'Yosoma is the equivalent of Gara. It's the equivalent of Gara. Yeah. Now, of course, the problem is what do you do with the other coolers? The coolers of Korban Pesach, of Kachim Kalim. Yeah. So there, if you look in the Kiddush HaChodesh, there the Shulta Gibarim is Takamatatel Shloshim by Kiddush HaChodesh, and maybe others as well. In other words, if it's an intrinsic lack, but it's not a Simcha at all, to be Muslim with the Shloshim by Kiddush HaChodesh. And even Korban Pesach and Kachim Kalim, it's some kind of overriding requirement. You have to do it, there's no choice. But it's the social moral obligation to go to take care of it, that is the equivalent of Gara, and it's mutter only after the month is over. Baitim in the Rosh, another critical question. Rabbi Yehuda Abartoloni says, the last three lines, Yesha Noagin Shemach Nichnosan Besochi Beis Kodesh Lebeis HaChupa Lishmoa HaBrochas Olavaker, the visit, Avalo La'achila. Some go into the brach by the chuppah, who is not to eat, and they visit, and some don't go in at all. Ramban's al-kos of the also the konashim klal. The la'ola mikasimcha b'chuppah, afilu shalom bish'at achila. And he quotes the Gemara in Sukkah. That's chafei, we'll come back to that. V'chei nogen v'ashkenaz, v'sof yud beis kodesh, omed chutz l'bayis, l'shmo ha'brachas, they don't nichnas lebayis klal. Interesting. Says I go to Shri. Also lechol bein ha'machos bein ha'mashamshim until after 30 days. I feel the becheder acher. So we call machupas the lesser. Okay, it's us. Even that is even a different room is usher. And he has another twist. This happened to me once almost. Uchimeduma ani. I had to shout once I was in Avelis, and I was asked to come make a minyan in the Shevet Brachos upstairs. I refused to go. Yeah, against our girl's usher. Go find someone else for a minyan. See, they found somebody else. They couldn't find. Why are they allowed to go? It's the same theory. Gara, what do you mean you're not going to go? There are nine people that want to say Shevet Brachos, and you're not going to show up? What kind of yid are you? That's the equivalent of a kind of a gara, right? So I told them to find someone else. So they look, and they finally found somebody. But that would be the nature, I think it would be the nature of the heter. To go to Shevet Brachos would be a kind of a gara. So how I understand. Okay. I hope so. What did you say? I don't know. I don't know. No, he's talking about a parent. He says, "Ad lach alav yom." Ah. I don't know. It was in Shloshim, but I don't understand that. We don't have this original source. It's not so. It's unclear. Speaking of unclear, turn to the Mordechai, please. Tough, Sadi out. They both say tough, Sadi out. It's page Chaf Aleph here. I'm an Aleph. It's a very important word. The whole Mordechai is critical. There's one phrase I want to share with you, which is going to be the opening to tomorrow's shiur. You talk about going in, not going in, where you're allowed to go in. Oh, the very end of the last line of tough study out. But dafka the sudas chupa, you can't go in. Okay? Avalelech lebirchas ha'erisin, or lebirchas ha'nisuin, mutam yarach ha'shiva, shari ein sham shum simcha, lo rikud, v'lo shum tipuach l'schok. Why not? You go into a place where there's no simcha, no jumping around, no tremendous excitement, maybe we'll say no music, we'll say, or you'll use that word. There's no dancing, there's no clapping, there's no smiling. You know, a chuppah is a pretty solemn occasion, Rabbi said. Some people cry over the chuppah. V'ravad kosav la'acha shloshim dafka, even just for this, v'lo nosan tam l'dvorov. What an interesting phrase. He didn't give a reason. And therefore, you have to keep it, or you don't have to keep it. He didn't give a reason. That's my biggest question here. This is what I'm discussing at Berichos tomorrow. What do you mean, shum? Ain shum simcha v'lo rika v'lo shum tipuach. What does Shai define shum? What do the words mean? Does it mean that in this room where the chuppah takes place, there isn't, wasn't, and won't be, hoya over the year, any chok? Is that what it means? I didn't have a meal. Yeah, that's in a different place. But here, it's miyucha just like that. Sometimes have it in the shul. Many you have, you know, the many currents they had that, some says, but a cheyam because of the reform, but before that, in certain German shul to this day, they have the wedding always in the shul. Shul, you're not supposed to have such a, tipuach and schok and rikud in the shul. That's what it's Muslim. Is that what he's talking about? Or no? Maybe he goes further than that. Ein sham, the word sham is used in rabbinic Hebrew. Grandma always had the trust. There isn't there. There means there and then. In other words, at that point in time, right? Remember, the Rambam always had the special sham, ain't sham, these things, yes sham. I mean, at that point in time, there's no music or dancing or singing or jumping or clapping. But after the chuppah, they'll clear away. There's the chairs, they'll put in tables, or they'll rearrange things. And in the same room, they will have tipuach and schok. Now, one can extend that question, because we saw before that even a cheder acher is asur. So you can say, if they have a chuppah, according to the Sada Machmira, HaMachmir, it is a chuppah in one room, and a meal with a band and dancing in another room in the same building, we're going to have to end up with a chumra perhaps. Now, just as he said, you know how to eat in the cheder acher. So the Machmir will say you can't walk in. You can't walk into a cheder acher even in the same room, even though right now there's nothing, because it's going to be later on in the same room, even in a different room. According to the second side, it's Muslim no matter what, because there's no dancing or singing. How did you read it? So now our time is up. If you have to tomorrow, give me your answer. If you want to give me a, we'll take a poll. Let's see how the Talmidim read this expression here in the Mordechai. We'll discuss tomorrow the whole shiur devoted to this Indian of Simcha. Music and dancing and all these kinds of things.